Thank you for tuning in to Palawe Radio. Our next program is Brother Steve's sermon.
Ali, I'm Brother Steve Mapes Taywid here on Palau Wave Radio. My friends, my brothers and sisters in Balao or wherever you may be, I just pray this day and this week that God would richly bless you. Adubaklo bungamu. Adubaklo bungamu. So very pleased and thankful to be able to share with you the Word of God today, my friends, the encouraging Word of God. And we're continuing in the story of Joseph in the Bible. You know, my mother just loves this story. Growing up in Balao, the Bible had not been completed, the translation she was using as a kid. But they did have the story of Joseph. And, of course, the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis covers many chapters. And so she just loved the story, you know, Joseph having the coat of many colors as a young man and being sold into slavery by his brothers. And then even though he was falsely accused in Egypt and thrown into prison, he never gave up on God, and God certainly never gave up on him, as God never gives up on us. And God took him out of the prison, led him out of the prison, and by his grace lifted him up so he became second in command of all of Egypt. Oh, just a tremendous empire at that time. And then God blessed him that he led Egypt through a time of drought, ended up saving that nation, saving the people of Israel as they came to settle in the land of Egypt and eventually became slaves there. And God led them out through Moses, crossing the Red Sea. But anyway, it's just an amazing story about Joseph. She always loved that story, one of her favorites. And so we're going to continue in this story, talk about when God released him from prison, led him out of the prison by interpreting the Pharaoh's dreams. Because the king couldn't sleep. He was having scary dreams. You know, you ever have some scary dreams like that? Anyway, he had some scary dreams, and they were prophetic dreams, and Joseph interpreted the dreams. God blessed him, made him successful. That's what God does. But there's a key, my friends, and that is Joseph meditated on the Word of God. He repeated the Word of God. He would actually utter the Word of God. To say the Word of God out loud, when you repeat the Word of God, you repeat these promises, something very powerful happens. You remember it, and it blesses your life. And we're going to share some power promises about that. So the message today is Joseph meditates on the Word. Joseph meditates on the Word. Oh, and God blessed his life in a big way. So before we jump into the message, Joseph meditated on the Word, talking about the Word of God in the Bible, my friends. Before we go through this story, I want to share some power promises with you. And of course, every week I try to encourage you as I encourage myself. Please, please, please read three Bible promises every day, at least three. Then I have a Bible app. So I have my daily Bible, my power promises that I read to jumpstart my morning. And then, you know, later on in the morning, at another time of day, I will read my Bible chapters to go through the book, the Bible in 1 year. So usually 3 to 4 chapters a day will get you there. There's a lot of Bible apps out there. I have one. And in the book of Proverbs right now, and just finished the book of Psalms. Love the book of Psalms. Oh, man, it's great stuff. So encouraging. You know, you get this word in you, it just encourages you. It just revives you. And what I find is even when I just read a couple promises every day, because let's face it, we get lazy sometimes about reading as we should the Word of God. But if you just crack open the book and you read a couple promises, God will bless you despite our laziness, okay? And the Word that He'll give you will just strengthen you and guide you. And we do need to read the book in its context. We can't take it out of context. That's very, very important. But these Bible promises are awesome. So I have some promises from Psalm 142 and then Psalm 1. And they're going to tie into this story. And, Psalm 141 and then Psalm 1. So Psalm 141 is a Psalm of David. And it's, excuse me, I had to sneeze there in Palau Wave Radio. It's called an evening prayer, Psalm 141. This is what it says. Merengues. I call to the Lord. Help me now. Listen to me when I call to you. Receive my prayer as incense, my uplifted hands as an evening sacrifice. Lord, place a guard at my mouth, a sentry at the door of my lips. Keep me from wanting to do wrong, from joining evil men in their wickedness. May I never take part in their feasts. But I keep on trusting in you, my sovereign Lord. I seek your protection. Don't let me die. Protect me from the traps they have set for me, from the snares of those evildoers. May the wicked fall into their own traps while I go unharmed. Psalm 141. You know, the thing about the Psalms are, the Psalms relate to our many, many different emotions. There are Psalms of complaining. There are Psalms of lament, Psalms of sadness. There are Psalms of joy. There are many songs, Psalms of prayer, many Psalms of praise. But, you know, this Psalm of David, he was on the run. There were people trying to kill him. And he just turned to the Lord. And one of the things he did is he meditated on God's Word. He repeated God's Word out loud. Okay? And because he did that, God blessed him. Same thing with Joseph. So there were four steps here. He says, I keep on trusting in you, sovereign Lord. In other words, you're the master of my life. You're sovereign over my life. I've given you my life. Okay, that's a prerequisite. I've given you my life. God, my way is not working. God, I'm going to turn it over to you as king. God, bless me and guide me. I'm turning my life over to you because there's things out of my control. So God, I'm asking your control and your blessing. I'm going to turn my life over to you. I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to trust you, God. Stay away from these evil ways. It says, I seek your protection. So he trusts God. He seeks God. I'm going to get to the church. I'm going to get in your word. I'm going to seek you in prayer. Meditate on your word. I'm going to seek you. It's a proactive thing we got to do to live. We got to seek him. And God, you're going to protect me. You're going to protect me from those traps. Other people are going to fall into them, but not me. It says, the result, I go unharmed. And he said, protect me. He asked, you know, like in Matthew chapter 7, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened, ask and it shall be given. These are things we do to seek out God, to ask. We pray. We seek him. The result, the wicked people fall into their own traps, okay? The things they shouldn't smoke, the things they shouldn't inject into their bodies, okay? The garbage they shouldn't be watching, they're going to fall into their traps. But I'm not going to do those things. I'm going to trust in you. And it says, I go unharmed. I live the blessed life. God empowers me. Like I share the testimony of my friend and dear sister in Christ and immigrated, and not from a far-off country, but she says, now my life, she says, I have this power in my life. I have the power of Christ in my life. And she just lit up with joy. She said, I have this power in my life, this joy in my life, because I'm going to seek your word. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to meditate on your word. I'm going to be blessed, just like Joseph. Okay, and then the last power promise is Psalm chapter 1, because it talks about this meditating on God's word. We're going to jump into the story. Joseph meditates on the word of God. Psalm chapter 1 and verse 2 says, we're blessed when our delight is in the law of the Lord, the word of the God. It said, in his law he meditates day and night. We think about it. We repeat it out loud. We shall be like a tree, a fruit tree planted by the river. We will bring forth fruit at the right time. And whatever we do will prosper. Amen and amen. My friends, this is fulfilled in Joseph's life. That's why we're going through this story. So let's jump now into the story about Joseph in Genesis and chapter 41. So, this is the message, Joseph meditates on God's word. And, you know, I want to tell you just very briefly as we jump into this story, that the Hebrew word for meditate is hagah, and hagah means, it means to repeat out loud, to repeat out loud, and actually it's saying to say it softly, I just meant you verbalize it, to repeat out loud, okay, to verbalize it, to mutter, to meditate, okay? And so the Hebrews actually, you know, for example, when they go to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, you can see the videos maybe on YouTube or something like that. The Orthodox Jews, you know, put their prayers into the wall there, and then they'll be muttering out loud these prayers. They'll be saying it out loud, and it's they're doing Haggah. They're muttering out loud. And what we do is when you say a Bible verse, like Psalm chapter 1 and verse 2, Psalm chapter 1 and verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel in the ungodly, but he delights in his word, he meditates on it day and night. I'll be like a tree planted by rivers of water. I'll be blessed in everything I do. So you repeat this. You say, oh God, Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, God, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. God, my delight is in your word. God, I meditate on it, God. I'm repeating it now. I will be like a tree planted by a river, God, a fruit tree that will bear fruit at the right time. Everything I do will prosper. God, I trust in you. And you repeat this, Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. You repeat this out loud throughout the day. God, I will be blessed in everything I do. God, I'm going to meditate on your word. I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to trust in you. You repeat it. And then it sticks in your mind and it honors God. And then your life will be blessed. He fulfills his promises in your life. That's what he did with Joseph. That's what he's going to do for us. So it says in Genesis chapter 41, verse 33, it's Brother Steve on Palau Wave Radio with the message, Joseph Meditates on the Word. Joseph was thrown into prison, okay? He was falsely accused of rape. He was thrown into the prison, and actually, it was hard, okay? He had problems. It says in Psalm 105 and verse 18, okay, that Joseph was put in shackles of iron, all right? You ever have an uncomfortable pair of shoes? Every time you step, they're just like, oh man, these things just aren't right. Or, you know, maybe, you know, your flip-flops getting worn out. It's like they break. And, you know, the part where your toe goes in there. And you just like, man, I got to get a pair that works here. Well, what about being in shackles of iron? You know, that's not a good day when you're in shackles of iron. Well, he was in shackles of iron, but God had another plan for him. God had a plan of deliverance for him. And even though he was in a difficult problem, he did not have a pity party. Joseph, there is no example in the Bible, there is no passage in this story in Genesis where Joseph ever complained. Never complained. Okay? And, you know, his story spans many chapters, goes all the way from chapters in the 30s all the way to chapter 50. Is all on Joseph, you know? In fact, actually, Joseph and his brothers started out in Genesis 37, goes all the way to Genesis chapter 50. There is one chapter in there where it talks about what happened to his sister. But pretty much most of those chapters are dedicated to Joseph's life, and he never complained, okay? So we need to take this example. Shackles of iron, it says in 105 verse 18, shackles on his feet, but he didn't complain, all right? You get a pair of shoes that aren't feeling good. Just thinking about Joseph had being in shackles of iron. And remember that Joseph is a type of Christ. His life is a foreshadowing of Christ. Of course, Christ will be died for our sins, ascended up into heaven, was resurrected, overcame death and hell, defeated them, and he reigns. Sits at the right hand of the Father. His work is finished. He is Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And my friends, he is coming back. And he has all power in heaven and in earth. Joseph was given power over all of Egypt. Okay, only the king was above him. Okay. And so his life is a type and a shadow of Christ. Christ was falsely accused. Okay? He was brutally beaten. Okay? He suffered. Went through hard times, but he never complained. He like a sheep that went to the slaughter, he never opened his mouth, it says in Isaiah 53. And he suffered, and everything was prophesied. But he was Joseph was a foreshadowing of Christ, okay? He was rejected by his own family. Christ, of course, was rejected by his people, okay? His own family didn't believe in him, okay? Tells us that in the Gospel of Mark, also in the Gospel of John. Now, later on, they believed in him. In Acts chapter 1, it tells us later on that they believed in him, but they didn't believe him while he was doing his ministry, okay? So he was rejected. Joseph was rejected too. So he understood hard times. That's why when we pray to Christ, it says in Hebrews chapter 2, he understands because he's been there. God himself came and went through these difficulties so he could understand and then know how to answer our prayers, how to bless us. He's been there, my friends. He understands. Went through more suffering than is humanly possible for any person to go through. He did all that because in love, he wanted to pay the price for our sins, and he did. He went through it for our sakes, and he knows how to help us. Now, Joseph in the story had serious problems. He was in prison, but God had a better plan for him. So Joseph was in prison, and then Pharaoh had these dreams. Look how God controls circumstances here. It says in Genesis 41:33, so now Pharaoh had these dreams and he was looking for help. So as we go through Genesis, I'm actually going to go to earlier in chapter 41 in verse 1. It says, after 2 years had passed, the king of Egypt dreamed that he was standing by the Nile River. Now this dream really bothered him. He could not sleep because of this dream. So he had to get some help, okay? Now, I've had bad dreams before. What I usually find is that like the air con is blowing on me too hard or something, and usually if I get cold, then I sometimes have a bad dream. Anyway, this though, however, was a prophetic dream. He says, I was standing by the Nile River, seven cows, fat and sleek, came up out of the river and began to feed on the grass. Then seven other cows came up. They were thin and bony, okay, kind of wretched, scary-looking cows. They came and stood by the other cows on the riverbank. And then the thin, bony cows ate up the fat ones. The king woke up, okay? He fell asleep, and he had another dream, kind of repeated thing, but this time it was grains. Some movies or cartoon depictions show them as stalks of corn. So his wine steward said to the king, because he had been in prison and Joseph had interpreted his dream before and it came true, prophetic dream, he said, I must confess to you today that I have done wrong. You were angry with the chief baker and me. You put us in prison in the house of the captain of the guard. One night, each of us had a dream, and the dreams had different meanings. A young Hebrew was there with us, a slave of the captain of the guard. We told him our dreams, and he interpreted them for us. Things turned out just as he said. You restored me to my position, but you executed the baker. So the king sent for Joseph, and he was immediately brought from the prison. Let me tell you what, my friends. In the Bible, the first thing that we need to do, okay, the first thing we need to do, and I read it in the gospel, or excuse me, in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 141, the first thing we need to do is we need to trust God no matter what happens. Joseph was in prison, but he kept trusting God. He never, ever complained. And it's I read here in Psalm 141 and verse 1, it says, I keep trusting in you, my sovereign Lord. I keep trusting in you. I might be in a prison of circumstances, okay? I might be going through some difficult times. But I keep trusting in you. You know, I shared with you just a few months ago, our savings account was completely wiped out because of a vehicle accident. Okay, ran into a big animal on the road, cost thousands of dollars in damage that I paid for, wiped out the savings account. All right? My friends, this was just before returning to Baylao to do the victory rallies against drugs. And we know we were in over a dozen schools, over 20 venues, shared on the radio and even on Channel 25, the testimonials that were done at the Karor State Constitution Hall, shared on Channel 25, to, you know, over 1,000 youth sharing the truth about the dangers of drugs. And God blessed these victory rallies so much. God opened doors and blessed that the word of truth could be shared and that deliverance through Jesus Christ. We say no to drugs, no to alcohol. We pray for those that are under this bondage, and we say no to those vices, but we say yes to Jesus. That's the key. We make Jesus our sovereign Lord. We trust Him and He delivers us. And my friends, my savings account was wiped out. And at that time, I said, God, I need to return to Baylao and do this. And I said, God, I'm trusting in you because my savings account was wiped out. What does God do? We trust in Him and He opens doors of blessing. We trust Him in the difficult times and He opens doors of blessing. We trust Him in the difficult times and He opens doors of blessing. I've read for you so many times Revelations chapter 3 and verse 8 where it says, God says, Jesus is saying, I know what you do. I know that you have little power, but you've trusted in me. You've been faithful to my commands, to my word. Therefore, I will open a door in your life that no one can close. Amen and amen. And the key here is we keep on trusting God in our difficulties. And not just trusting Him. What does it mean to trust Him, you say, Brother Steve? In Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, it says, I trust you, God, and I'm going to meditate on your word. If I meditate on your word, it says, you're going to bless my life, and I'm going to be successful in everything that I do. And I mentioned to you that the Hebrew word for meditate is haggah, and it means I'm going to repeat your promises. As I go through the day at nighttime, I'm going to repeat your promises. Why? Because we forget this stuff. Oh God, Psalm 1, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 say that I will be blessed when I don't go in these evil paths and do those evil things, okay? Smoking stuff I shouldn't smoke, injecting things I shouldn't inject, drinking things I shouldn't drink. Instead, I'm gonna meditate on your word. I'm gonna repeat your promises. I'm gonna trust you no matter what. And God, you say that my life will be blessed. I will be like a fruit tree by a river. I will bear fruit at the right time, and everything I do will prosper. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. And I'm gonna repeat this. That's what meditate means. It means to repeat the word of God out loud. Okay, you can say it softly. I'm going to repeat your promises. And then what happens is, it's called in the Christian life, it's called the principle of acceleration. You see, in Joseph's life, God knew that he was trusting him. God knew that he was faithful. So God caused a prophetic dream that happened to another person that ended up opening the door for Joseph to get out of prison. Okay? So it says this wine steward shared this dream with the king, and then the king called for Joseph. The king sent for Joseph. It's called the principle of acceleration, which means we trust in God, and then at the right time, He opens that door. In His timing, we will bear fruit at the right time. But in His timing, we will bear fruit in His timing. And it's called the principle of acceleration. That's why we keep trusting in God. You know, when we did these victory rallies, I was hoping we'd get into, you know, some of the schools, and then principal after principal was opening the door to go to the schools. And they said, we need you to come back and do this again. We brought in singers Beckwin Maol and Edward Anastasio, and we brought in singers and had music. We lifted up God's name and praised God. Powerful testimonies were shared. Jacob Yang El Mao. Okay? The truth is very powerful. And you sing these songs, the truth is fun. It's uplifting. Why? Because it's truth. God's about freedom. He's about the principle of acceleration. But we got to trust Him first. Let's continue on in the story here. And in times of adversity, we keep on serving God. In spite of the long delay in prison, Joseph never quit. I'm reading from Explore the Bible, Genesis 25 to 50, the Bible study book. It says, Joseph never quit. Sitting on the sidelines is not part of God's plan when we are hurting. Okay? So in his own timing, he puts us into the lineup. Okay? But we got to be faithful. So the king told him his dream. And then this is what happened. So now Joseph's going to give some advice here. Okay, Joseph's going to give some advice. So the king wanted to know what to do. Okay, but Joseph told him, listen, I can't give you the answers. Okay? King's thinking, what? I have often wondered how long of a delay it was until Joseph told him, okay, I can't give you the answers, but God can. Okay? He says, I cannot give you the answers. He says, but God can. It says in Genesis 41 in verse 16, it's Brother Steve reading on Palau Wave Radio, the message, Joseph meditates on the word of God because he repeated the promises of God's word and then he was blessed. So the king said, I've told you this dream so you can interpret it. Now this guy's the king. He can put people to death. Okay, at the snap of his finger. But Joseph answered, I cannot, your majesty. I can't tell you what your dream means. I want to know how long he paused to look at the expression on the king. He was being honest, okay? He was being bold. He didn't claim any credit. But he said, but God will give a favorable interpretation. God can. I cannot. But God can. Okay? My friends, don't be afraid to give credit to God for the blessings in your life. Don't be afraid to give credit to God. He's sharing with the king, but we can share with people around us. Share with our friends, people that we work with. It could be somebody you just met at work, okay? He's going through something. Man, I'm going to pray for you. Just look at him sincerely and say, man, boy, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm going to say a prayer for you. Sincerely care and give the prayer. I try to give those prayers immediately so I don't forget. Okay? Say things like at work or with your friends or at school, you can use buzzwords to let people know you're a believer, that you trust in God, that you're not alone in this life and that you're going to pray for them. Say things like, I'm thankful. Okay? For this that happened in my life. Say, it was a blessing yesterday when this happened. When somebody shares some good news, you can say, oh, God is good. Okay? These are things you can say. God is good. It was a blessing. I am thankful. These are buzzwords to show you trust in God. And you're going to find people are going to confide. They're going to want to share. Why? Because you sincerely care and you're going to pray for them. And we have a big, powerful God who answers. He's not a distant God. Diak. It's why Psalm 34 is my favorite psalm, because it talks about the closeness of God. He's even closer and nearer when we're going through hard times, because He knows. He's right there, okay? So Joseph said, I can't answer this thing, but God can, okay? He's testifying of God in his life. He's being bold. We can be bold as believers. We can be bold in life. You know, some of the verses I love so much in the Bible, talk about because of the blood of Christ, because of the shed blood of Christ, we can be bold and ask God. We can come boldly before the throne of God, and God will hear and God will answer, not on our merits, not because of what we've done. We can be bold because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ for us. And so I pray, God, On the merits of the blood of Christ, I ask. On the merits of the blood of Christ, I come boldly, God, not on my own merits, but God, on the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ, I can come boldly and know because of His blood, God, you forgive me. Because of His blood, I am made right before you. Because of His blood, I receive the righteousness of Christ and I give you my sins. And because of His blood, I can ask, God, you can cleanse me and God, you can hear me. Because, God, you love me. God, you love me. On the merits of Jesus, we can approach Him and ask. We cannot do these things in life. Okay? We're shackled in life. But God can. God can set us free. God can answer. And we call out to Him in faith. I'm going to read for you another power promise here. I've just loved this verse. I've been reading it this week over and over again. In Colossians chapter 3, it talks about the forgiveness we get. Talks about the boldness we can have before God. It says, therefore, as the elect of God, I'm in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12, as the elect of God, okay, because of the merits of Christ, okay? We are holy. We are beloved. And then it says, because of the merits of Christ, Christ forgave you. Okay? Therefore, we should forgive one another. So above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Because, my friends, we've been forgiven. Christ forgave you. And it's past tense. He's already forgiven you. Everything, every mistake and sin that you've done yesterday. Every sin that you may have, any bad thought you may have even had today or this morning. Any mistake you're going to make tomorrow, He's already forgave you. It's done. And on the merits of the blood of Christ, we can come boldly and be forgiven. Okay? And have hope and confidence. That's why Joseph told the Pharaoh, hey, I cannot give you an answer, but God can. The same God that forgives you and me, the same God answers prayer. And this is the awesome thing. Not only does He help us, but God will bless those around us. This is powerful stuff. So the first thing we do is we trust in God and we meditate on His Word. Okay, we trust in God. Number two, we come on the merits of the blood of Jesus Christ. Not on our own merits. Okay, we cannot. Just like Joseph said in Genesis 41 and verse 16, we cannot. But God can. On the merits of Jesus' blood. Okay, God forgives us. Colossians chapter 3 and verses 16 and thereafter. God has forgiven us. God can. God can. We cannot. But God can. So number one, we trust Him. We repeat His Word. We repeat these promises over and over again throughout the day. Number two, we recognize we cannot, but God can. Okay? Then the principle of acceleration, number three, in God's timing, He opens these doors. Now this is what God is going to do here. Joseph is being bold here. We can be bold in life because we have God in our lives, in our hearts. Okay, hope I'm going to remember to lead you in a word of prayer as we wrap up here. Invite God into our hearts to bless us, okay? Now, I want to point out here, the Pharaoh had tried some magicians and fortune tellers and other things like that. They couldn't help at all, okay? They could not help him. Why? Okay? And now these Egyptians at that time, similar, they had many, many gods. They had thousands of gods, okay? You find in some places of the world, like in India, there are thousands of deities that are used. Actually, in India, there's millions of deities, okay? I'm here to tell you, in the name of Jesus Christ, there is one God. One God in heaven and in earth manifest to us through the Son, Jesus Christ, okay? God who took upon flesh and lived among us. Why did He take upon flesh? So He could die for our sins and then raise it up again to have victory. That's why He did that. okay, to walk in shoes or flip-flops and to live in this life, to show us how to live and then to show and to give the victory, okay, over all sins, okay? That's why Jesus came. But one God, Exodus chapter 20, you know, first commandment, there is one God that we serve and honor, okay? One God with all power in heaven and in earth, one God who has the answers. So the Egyptian fortune tellers and magicians, they couldn't answer the Pharaoh on interpreting his dream, okay? They couldn't help at all. But God can, all right? So, my friends, the world doesn't have all the answers, okay? The world doesn't have the truth of the Word of God. We have to go to the Bible to get the truth of the Word of God. There is a place for answers. God is a God of truth. And in His Word, we have the principles of successful living. We have the principles of hope, the principles of freedom, the principles of forgiveness, the principles of the love of God. And it is 100% truth. 100% dependable. This is solid stuff. I was just reading this week and talked about how I'm right now in the book of Proverbs, but I was reading in Psalm 145. And as much as I love Psalm 34, I was thinking, you know what? I need to move Psalm 145 super high onto the list, because Psalm 145 talks about the faithfulness of God. Listen to this. Varangus, the Lord is faithful to His promises. He is merciful in all His acts. He helps those who are in trouble. He lifts those who have fallen. All the living things look hopefully to You. You give them food when they need them, when they need it. You give enough to satisfy the needs of all. The Lord is righteous in all His acts, merciful in all His doings, and He is near to those who call on Him, who call on Him with sincerity. Oh, my friends, we need to call out to Him in sincerity. God, I'm going through stuff. Joseph was in shackles. God, I've got my own irons of shackles of situations and problems in life. But God, I'm going to trust You. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to give them to You. I'm going to trust You, number one, like Brother Steve had said. Okay? I'm going to accept that, God, I cannot get out of this thing, but God, You can. You have deliverance. And God, I'm going to trust that, number three, God, this principle of acceleration, You can accelerate things, God, in Your timing. And God, the world doesn't have the answers. These magicians, these fortune tellers, they couldn't help the king of Egypt. They can't help me either. God, there is a place for answers. And God, it's You. Psalm 145 tells me this. It's awesome. I just read Psalm 145. Verses 13 through 18. I read about those verses. Powerful stuff, my friends. Powerful, powerful stuff. And it's true. Now, I'm going to go to principle number four here. God inspired a plan for Joseph. God inspired Joseph to help. Okay? So Joseph was able to interpret his dreams. God rewards faithfulness. Because Joseph remained faithful, God blessed him with the interpretation of Pharaoh's dream. Okay? Had he become unfaithful, we may never heard of Joseph again. Alright? So, He gave him his dream. So, in Genesis chapter 41, it's Brother Stephen, Palau Wave Radio, wrapping up the message here. Joseph meditates on the Word of God. It says in Genesis 41 and verse 33, so Joseph gave the advice. He said, so now, Joseph interpreted the dream. He said, your dream means that there's going to be 7 years of plenty, lots of food, okay? In Balao, he'd be saying, hey, there's going to be plenty of fish caught here, lots of food. They're going to get lots of breadfruit is going to grow. There's going to be lots of taro to harvest, okay? Going to be lots of fruit growing in the trees. But then there's going to be a drought, okay? There's going to be an El Nino, okay? There's going to be no rain for a long time, all right? And food's going to be scarce, so you got to store up the food now. So he said in Genesis 41, verse 33, "So now let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man. Set him over the land of Egypt." He's being bold here. He's advising the king. You know, when God is with you, God inspires you in your work. God inspires you at school. God can inspire you as you're with your friends. God can inspire you as you're just walking or resting. He inspires you with His Word as we meditate on it, okay? He reminds us of things. And He inspired a plan for Joseph. And now Joseph is being bold and telling the king what God has inspired him with. All right? I remember going before Ibadul and the Council of Chiefs and last May and saying, and asking, saying, I believe God wants us to do these victory rallies to share in our hamlets. And then as was done in late January and February, just in this month, to share in the schools. And the king said, Ibadul and the Council of Chiefs, they said, "Ahoy!" And so now Joseph is giving advice to the Pharaoh, because God inspired him, Joseph, with this plan. Said, "Let Pharaoh do this. Let him appoint overseers over the land, take a fifth of the harvest of the land of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. Let them gather all the excess food during these good years that are coming. Under Pharaoh's authority, store the grain in the cities so they may preserve it as food. The food will be a reserve for the land during the 7 years of famine that will take place in the land of Egypt. Then the country will not be wiped out by the famine." Wow! And then Pharaoh says, "Man, there's nobody, okay? Can we find..." Then the Pharaoh said, "The proposal pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. He said to them, 'Can we find anyone like this, a man who has the Spirit of God in him?' So Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one as discerning and as wise as you are. You will be over my house, over all my people. Everybody will obey you. Only I, as king, will be greater than you.'" Wow! Hey, amen and amen. God's blessing his life. God's blessing the Pharaoh. God's blessing this plan. All right? God's Spirit is upon him. Let me tell you what. God inspired Joseph, okay? He says, "Can anyone find a man who has God's Spirit in him?" I want to give you a little bit of insight in here, my friends. When you trust in Jesus, when you say, I'm going to have you as my sovereign Lord, when you trust him with your life, God's Spirit is not limited to somebody like Joseph, to a great prophet in the Old Testament. Diak. God's Spirit comes into your life. God's Spirit comes into your heart to never leave. And God's Spirit will bless us with wisdom and insight as we meditate on the Word of God. And God will open doors in our life that no one can close. God will bless you. This story, God gave this story so you would know, so you would have confidence that God's not going to leave you. When you get shackled by things in life, don't complain. Keep trusting in God. God's going to bless you in His own timing. Number one, we trust Him. Number two, we know that the world can't free us, but God can. Number three, in God's timing, the principle of acceleration, He's going to deliver us, give us insight, okay? And number four, God will bless not just you, okay? But God will bless the people around you. Look at what happened here. God is working on the Pharaoh's heart. And you know what? What if God can touch the hearts of others through you? Because God's Spirit's taken residence in your life. God has been put on the throne of your life. And because of that, God's not just going to bless your life, because we will be like a fruit tree planted by the rivers of water. But God's not just going to bless you. You know, a fruit tree gives lots of fruit, not just for one person, but for many. Okay? Oh, my mom tells me stories. She used to love going over to my Aunt June's house and her Aunt Taruko. eating the fruit trees. And she said sometimes she would just be there, just looking as a kid, she would just be there looking at the fruit trees and just kind of, you know, thinking about which fruit was ripe enough to eat. And then her aunt would see her sometimes just staring at the food and saying, "You got to go home." But then she'd come back later because she was allowed to eat the fruit. You know, she was in the family. My friends, we are in the family of God. And our lives will bear fruit. God will bear fruit through our lives. Good stuff, good fruits. But we got to trust God. And He will fill us with the good things in His timing. And what if God isn't just blessing us? What if He's blessing the people around us? A fruit tree gives lots of fruit, not just to be a blessing to your life, but to your kids, to the, if you're a kid, to the people in your family, to your friends, to your grandparents, to those around you. God will bless others through your life when you determine to live the right way. Talked about Psalm chapter 1. I'm not going to live my life like the evildoers are doing. Instead, I'm going to meditate on the Word of God, which means in Psalm 1, 1 through 3, it means I'm going to repeat God's promises over throughout the day, and then I will be blessed. I will bear fruit at the right time. But I'm going to trust in Jesus, and this is an important one to repeat over and over. John 3:16. Oh Lord, I'm going to accept You. I'm going to accept Your Son Jesus. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus, I'm claiming John 3:16. God, You love me. Brother Steve read in Colossians 3 and verses 16 and thereafter, You've forgiven me because of what Christ has done. You've forgiven me. It's done. I am forgiven. And because of this, I can go forward with hope and confidence in life. And God, You're going to bless my life and bless those around me. Amen and amen. I'm going to close this message. Joseph meditates on the Word. And I'm going to bless, pray that it'll bless your life as we open up our hearts and accept Jesus. Why don't we close in prayer? Heavenly Father, in the name of Your Son Jesus, God, we've gone through this story of Joseph meditating on Your Word. God, he was in difficult circumstances, and sometimes I am. God, Joseph kept on trusting in You. Help me to keep trusting in You no matter what I face. God, Joseph meditated on Your Word, repeated it even out loud over and over. Help me to repeat the promises of Your Word, that You'll bless my life, that I'm going to trust You. I'm not going to walk in those evil paths. God, You will bless my life, and I will be successful in all I do, God, in Your timing. Psalm 1, 1 through 3. God, John 3:16, You love me, God. God, I believe in You. God, deliver my soul. God, I accept You as my Lord, as my sovereign Lord and Savior, that God, You will bless my life. Deliver me from this body of sin, God. Deliver me from the world of sin, and God, forgive all my sins. Accept me into Your kingdom, God. God, I don't know when my time is going to come, but God, when it does, I know I'm going to be brought into Your kingdom because You love me. I accept You by faith, and I thank You for the Spirit You've planted into my life, just like You planted into Joseph. Because of the Spirit of God that was in him, God, You were blessing. God, Your Spirit is in my life, blessing me. I honor You and thank You in the name of Your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray, amen and amen. This has been Brother Steve on Palau Wave Radio with the message, Joseph Meditates on the Word of God, and I just pray this day and this week that God would richly bless you. Arubak lubungamu, arubak lubungamu. Amen and amen.